Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with today's Food for Thought. Joining us, we have Gia Emery from the Sioux City Conservatory of Music. Gia, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. This is nice.
And we'll talk a little bit about the Conservatory of Music, but we also want to talk about the Blue Cafe, because that's a special entity that's with that whole group and helps finance what you do with the Conservatory of Music.
Yes, it does. We've opened the Blue Cafe 3 years ago now, and we serve lunch. Everything is fresh. It's just a little heart song of mine, I guess, where I can invite friends in and people that might want to know a little bit more about the conservatory, have lunch with them, and then show them what we do at the school, because it's right there next to the conservatory.
That's great. And how long have you been around with the Conservatory of Music?
Well, we're in a 10th year. We started out of our home, and the conservatory is growing and has expanded in that time period. So we moved out of our house and have our space there at 1309 Pierce. And the Blue Cafe then is located at 1301 Pierce, down the block from
and the conservatory. And it's just a great compound of different things that you can check out.
I love it. I love music. I love the students. I love the platform that we have to reach people in our community with it. And what better way but to invite people in for lunch to see if they want to be a part of our conservatory. So there's definitely a lot of thought put into our cafe. And it's also nice. There's a stage where we can host small receptions. I don't like to say recitals, but small little receptions for our young piano students, our violin students, and they can have ice cream at the cafe too. So
that's great. Cool. And you've had all different kinds of groups hit the stage.
Yes. In Blue Cafe, we have had quite a few. We've had Rocco De Luca, our friend from Los Angeles, lots of touring musicians. We've had, we have a dinner party set now that meets one Friday a month is all. So that's on the second Friday of every month, where we do host local musicians and their live performance. So it's been wonderful. We've actually had you guys on board with us too. You have.
Yeah, we did a live broadcast about the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Yeah. And you guys hosted it at the cafe, and it was just it was magical. We had Angie Lambrecht from Ultraviolet Fever performed, and she sounds better than Janis Joplin.
I love her.
Got me a real nice honeybee now, you know he treats me good.
And I love her in our setting, the way that our little quaint setting is with just 12 tables. We have these really cool acoustic panels in the cafe, and Angie really doesn't need much of a microphone or anything. She just sounds so good.
Yeah, she has a deep, full voice that really fills that space out.
And when I come crawling home, you know he opens up the door. He wraps me in his arms, 'cause he knows I got a pocket full of mojo, and I got an ace in the hole.
Your husband, Ron Emery, he enjoys the music side of it. You also enjoy music. You love music. But cooking was always, and being in the kitchen was always your passion.
I think my passion is people, and I like to cook. I actually didn't intend on being the cook in our kitchen. I wanted to be able to sit down and host my family's. And this is just how God planned it for us. And I love it. I really do. I consider cooking as a gift. And not that I am gifted, but I can give a gift to someone that comes in with my food.
And what are your favorite dishes that you make?
Oh, goodness. Well, I am Italian in background. So my father taught me how to cook. He had had restaurants. My grandpa had restaurants. So anything with that, but we really liked growing up fresh Italian. So my fresh herbs that we grow in front of the cafe are absolutely a part of my meals. And then in our winter months, I buy good fresh herbs. But the best dishes that I have are my salads. I have a caprese salad that is really good with crusted Parmesan, and then our fresh mozzarella. My pizza crust is homemade from scratch, and my sauces are all homemade too. So.
Everything's from scratch.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. And I know some days you're doing all the duties yourself.
I do. I like to get to know who's in the restaurant, and I consider every moment like almost a dinner party or a lunch party where people can come in and enjoy themselves. We're not fast food. I cut everything fresh to the order, but I do consider everybody's lunch hour as a timely issue or concern. So,
and what I think, you know, going to the restaurant, I think when you go there, you know that you're eating something that's fresh and it is a little bit more healthy than you might find on some menus. At least that's what I find. When I want to eat healthy, I go there and it tastes like it's great.
Yeah, and a lot of times my menu is spoken word. I don't sometimes have a menu printed because I prepare my food as to the moment. Literally, I go and I buy my items. I handpick everything that I prepare for the day. So it's kind of cool.
No, that is. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to add to the menu that you haven't yet?
I have my son's sandwich. It's a spicy sandwich that he makes at home. He is 16 now. I can't believe my son is 16. He's now starting to really enjoy cooking as well. And he has made an Italian sandwich that we're probably going to put on the menu. It's something that I serve with my homemade soup at home. So we're going to put that in place.
What's in the sandwich?
Oh, my goodness. Sun-dried tomatoes, pepperoni, basil, mozzarella cheese, provolone cheese, fresh tomato, and then my dressing. I should call it like my Alfredo sauce, but we melt it with the cheese as a panini.
Oh, wow.
Pretty darn good.
Guess what? I'm starving right now.
I know.
And if anyone's listening, I think they're going to be really hungry.
Yeah.
By the end of this interview.
Yeah.
That's great.
A good time.
No, that's great. And also between the conservatory music and the Blue Cafe, you actually have, there's like a great little vintage shop.
Yes. It's called Gimme Shelter. The shop is literally right next door to the cafe. We have clothing and furniture. Mid-century modern is something that we really adore, so you'll see most of that there. But we respect all era of good design. So that is open now, serving coffee in the evening hours, respecting our neighbors at Pier Street Coffee Works. We have our nighttime coffee shop for any of the friends that like to frequent there and want more coffee in the evening.
So I think there's people that like coffee 24 hours a day, right?
I do. And so Gimme Shelter now is serving coffee and having get-togethers, actually. Coffee shop setting with vintage clothing. It's my kind of place.
And what are the hours for that location?
Okay, so it's Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 9, and then Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Okay, 10 to 2. And the Blue Cafe, what are the hours for the Blue Cafe?
Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2.
Okay.
Saturdays from 10 to 1.
10 to 1. I know some Saturdays you do crepes. Are those still on the menu on Saturdays?
Crepes are on.
They are on.
That's what we do on Saturdays. So that's really what you'd be getting if you do come and visit me on Saturday. We have a really good homemade chai tea that I make. Some friends of mine in the neighborhood has taught me how to make their African chai tea. And so I serve that.
Oh, wow.
We serve it as a latte. I think you've had it,
haven't
you?
Yeah, it's great.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
It's very good.
I think everything at your place has been great so far.
Then what's really exciting for us at the cafe is the second Thursday and the second Friday of every month, we're hosting gatherings where you can buy your ticket ahead of time through our Facebook page. And it's Thursday nights, a wine tasting where I pair food with the wine that I love to serve. And then Friday nights is a dinner party. So it's usually a theme-focused dinner party. We just had ours for Thanksgiving theme in November last Friday, and it was wonderful. We had a sold-out turnout. Seating for both settings are at 6 or at 8.
Okay, so there's two different sessions. Or you could do both if you're really hungry.
I know, right? All you can eat.
That would be more than you would want to eat, I suppose. Right. That's great. And then what are some future themes that you think you might do?
Well, I know for Christmas time, we do celebrate our Christmas at the cafe. We absolutely will be serving meals with that intention throughout lunch hour. And then Friday night, we've got good things happening with Italian, my grandmother's Italian recipes. So that'll be the second Friday in December coming
up. Okay. Yeah. And so what kind of recipes? What was your favorite dish that your grandma used to make for you?
Oh my gosh, old school Italian spaghetti and meatballs, you know, as children, that's what we had. But her spaghetti and meatball recipe is entirely different than what you would expect at Olive Garden.
But what do you put in your meatballs?
Oh man, grandma put a little, okay, hers have... Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there homemade a lot of ingredients so people might want to write this down?
No. We don't measure anything in
you
our family.
You just put it. Okay, you just put it in there.
Homemade Italian sausage that she actually had purchased from the butcher right there. And she lived in Hudson, Wisconsin. Slow-cooked marinara sauce that she would start the day before. Okay.
And oh, wow.
And fresh garlic, basil, green pepper, onion. That happens with our sauce. She would put chicken stock in the sauce, a little bit of sugar, tomatoes, tomato paste, and that all is happening. While that's simmering, then we would make the meatballs together, and she was so cool. Ground beef. Of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Garlic.
Okay.
Tomato. Celery. Onion. A little bit of chicken stock. And the homemade bread that she made.
And so, put that in there.
Yeah. And the bread dries out and you break it. And that's the kind of... an egg. And that's the base of the meatball. But the key to what she did was her oregano, her Italian seasoning. It makes a big difference. So
that was key. Did she do some of those herbs herself then too?
Yeah.
In the summer months. Wow.
Yeah.
In the summer.
They had a really neat garden. So
that's a great memory, isn't it? To have that memory of you and your grandmother, you know, getting your hands dirty, making those meatballs.
Absolutely. Having a good time.
That's great. And then her legacy lives on through you.
Yep.
What you're able to do at the Blue Cafe.
It's really cool. There's a picture of her on the wall in our cafe, my grandparents and then my dad. You know, I guess I would be the third generation of restaurant in my family. Without the intention of having a restaurant myself, this just came naturally for us. The Blue Cafe means a lot to me, and it's more of a lifestyle place than... those that come and expect something like an Applebee's setting, a restaurant where the menu is consistent, they will not have that there, and I'm perfectly okay with that. The idea of consistency there is making sure that everyone's happy and the food is good. But I make whatever I feel like making. So,
and it all tastes good. So
good.
The end result
salads,
is a smile on your face when it's over.
Yep.
That's great. And you're always taking students, too. We're going to talk a little bit about the Conservatory of Music now. You can sign up anytime you want.
Anytime. We're always open to host a tour for anyone that would like to come. I've been known to do that during the lunch hour. The Conservatory really is intended to be a community platform using music to reach many people. And that's why... this block concept has come about. People have questioned that in the past with us as far as the expansion. The Conservatory now has two buildings where we have really simply listened to our community that frequents the school, and some of them just need more. More meaning their music is taking them to a place where they're curious about studying music for film. So in January, we're opening up our film music production program.
Oh, wow.
And that is going to mostly consist of scoring music for film and learning that, learning how to compose. It's very important to us that our students understand that the gift of music can be in so many different mediums, just like if you were studying art. There's definitely different mediums, and the Conservatory has that to offer now. Whereas when we first started, we were simply teaching basic music lessons in guitar, piano, vocal. But we've been inspired by what our community needs and what Sioux City has to offer. This is the best place to raise a family. It's the best place to mature in, I think, too. I guess I'm definitely privileged by being able to be in my own setting that we've created on the block. That's what we call it now, the block. But we have a place to create. And as Patti Smith said, I don't know if you guys listen to Patti Smith. I love Patti Smith.
And World Cafe will play Patti Smith too.
Yeah, she was just in a recent interview and she was advising a lot of people younger than us, younger than her, to consider what it is like to be a creator. So, and a lot of mistakes that people make, they will go to a big city to create. And the big city, a lot of times, they've created. It's been created. Just like if we were to go to Brooklyn, Brooklyn's been developed, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Patti Smith considers us to go to places that have not been developed yet to be creators. And I think that that's what we try to do at the conservatory with enough nothing to do here, as everyone says, which that's here or there, because I think there's so much to do here. But there's enough nothing to do a lot. And writing music is important to us. So.
No, that's great.
Yeah. That's and great. Food.
And food, yeah.
And
a
art.
A great combination.
And...
Yeah. I know. You guys stay pretty busy. You're getting very diverse in what you do.
We do. That goes back to listening to what our students need. Some of our students, as much as they like to play guitar, they like to paint. As much as they paint, they like to have community and they like to bring their friends together. And we have paid attention to that there's really not enough spaces for our young people to congregate for their art. As much as I want them to go to the art center, and I think some of them are now, and as much as I want them to hang out at the conservatory, they're starting to realize that this is okay. Our place is good.
Right? Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You have students actually of all different ages.
Yes. Our oldest student, we giggle about this, but I think he's told us he's 78 for the last 5 years. We've celebrated his birthday, 5 years at 78. His name is Don, and Don is such an inspiration to us all at the conservatory. He is on his own, but we are his family. So he frequents the school 3 times a week now, and he considers us a part of his world, and we're honored. Our youngest student right now, who actually sat next to Don in the last rehearsal, seven years old is our youngest right now, that's actually producing music. However, in our Orpheum show, we've invited even younger. We've got four years old that they're going to be performing
When you do your annual shows,
yeah,
you've had
yeah.
them as young as that.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
So that's great. And then did Don have any prior musical experience before stepping
okay.
through your doors? Or did he say, hey, I'm this age, I want to start? Or
he did.
Really?
I'm this age, I want to start. He is a record collector. He still asks me to buy singles that he loves to listen to records at home with. Don lost his wife. He and his wife were madly in love. They have a history. She worked at Bishop's Cafe downtown in Sioux City. Don worked as a maintenance person for a place here in town for his career. They grew up here. They married here. They never had children. She passed away. And he came to us 6 years ago. And I met him in the afternoon. And he said, I think my wife would want me to do something good for myself. And I've always thought to maybe study guitar. So my husband, Ron, was his teacher. And now Don has moved in to other mediums of his music preference. So he's studying with two other teachers right now, learning acoustic guitar and electric guitar. And he does really good. We love him.
Wow. And just started at that age. Because a lot of times they usually say maybe it's better for people to start when they're younger because your brain's developing and it can.
I don't know.
But it's timeless, isn't it?
It's timeless. I'm studying right now. I'm studying the guitar. I mean, how silly would it be to have a music school and not take something on? But I play a little bit of bass. I want to learn my guitar. So.
And you started out in punk rock bands when you were a teen.
I did. I was in one band that is near and dear to me. So we had a lot of good memories growing up, just getting our angst out and about, right?
Yeah, music, I think, you know, and it's funny because when you get older, you start, the stuff you still like to listen to, it's kind of from that era when you were growing up and when you were
Absolutely.
Influenced by different sounds and different groups.
Right. I mean, I listened to David Bowie this morning. I had to turn our impeachment trials off. I did. But I listened to David Bowie. And then this last weekend, I spent time, you know, just really reflecting with The Cure. I love The Cure. The Smiths were such an important band to me when I was a younger woman. So, and you know, I always loved my Clash. I listen to the Clash at least twice a week.
Wow, that's great.
So. Yeah.
Well, Gia, it's been great talking to you.
And thank you.
You can always get more information, too, by going to Facebook to check out different things going on at the Conservatory of Music. You also have a Facebook page, too, for Blue Cafe.
Yes.
And it'll
Blue
talk
Cafe
about some of the different dinners that you have coming up and the different musical guests that you have hitting the stage, too, at the Blue Cafe.
Yes.
Well, Gia, I think our community is enhanced by having you here. You're definitely
a
treasure. And the food is great, too, the Blue Cafe.
Thank you so much.